3, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
I know you Bible readers are well aware that the book of Hebrews is the book of better things. It's the book of better things. But the book of Acts is the book of great things. In fact, as you look through the book of Acts, you'll find the word great over and over again. In fact, the Bible talks about the great and notable day of the Lord. As you go through Acts, we read about great power and great grace. We read about great fear and great wonders and miracles. We read about great persecution and great lamentation, great joy. We read about a great number, a great multitude, a great earthquake, and a great light. Acts is a book of great things. Amen. And last night, I believe it was, I quoted a verse that I love out of Psalm 147 and 5. The Bible said, great is our Lord, and of great power, and his understanding is infinite. I believe tonight we could all agree that he is a great God, that he has great power, and I'm glad to declare unto you he still does great things. Amen. And tonight I believe some folks come and got some help, and I believe there's more help to be had, but thank God he's a great God. Thank God he's got great power, and thank God he does great things. And so whatever you stand in need of tonight, I'm glad he's able to do it. In fact, we'll read here in Acts chapter 3 about some great things, Pastor Tim, that he's done. Amen. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Acts chapter 3, look with me at verses 1 through 10. I'll read fast and you pray hard. Amen. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Someone said that was a Baptist preacher right there, amen. Oh, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. It ain't out of order, it's just out of style, amen. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat at alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Pastor Justin, would you ask a blessing on God's word? Oh, yes, God, thank you. Oh, God. Yes, God. Oh, God. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Oh, listen, I'm glad to be here on a Monday night, aren't you? Amen. Well, before I give you the title of my message, I want you to notice in verse 2 one more time, a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried. Now notice this, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. Now listen, I'm not going to so much preach about Peter and John, and I'm not even so much going to preach on this a lame man, though we're going to mention him, but I'll tell you where really I want to focus on tonight. Pastor Tim, I want you to notice the they. In verse 2, I want you to notice the they. This is an unknown, unnamed, almost obscure they. And it may be that we won't even know who this day was till we get to heaven, and that's probably the case. Amen. That we'll never know who this day was until we get to heaven. But the lame man was carried who they Oh, aren't you glad for the theys in your life? Aren't you glad for the theys? Hey, whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple. Well, no doubt you and I got some theys in our life. But I want to ask you tonight, are you being a they in anybody's life? This is my thought tonight. If God would help me, listen, who are we carrying? Who are we carrying in this dark day, in this troubling hour in which we live? Listen, I don't know if you're anything like me, brother, watching the news and seeing what's going on across our nation and world. Man, we're living in dark days and troubling times. Listen, I'm no Bible scholar, but I would guarantee you we're living in the last days. And if there was ever a time we did something for God, we better do it while it's yet called day, because night's coming, honey, when no man can work. But oh, listen, I want to preach on this thought tonight. Who are you carrying tonight? Oh, listen, I don't know about you, but I want to be a they in somebody's life. I thank God for the theys in my life, those that have carried me to Christ. Listen, those that have been a help to me, those that have encouraged me, those that have done for me what I couldn't do for myself, thank God for the theys. But I want to be a they in somebody's life. Oh, let me preach just a few moments on who are you carrying. I'm not going to tell you how many points I got because it scares you, but I'm going to be quick, I promise. I'll be fast. Listen, every now and then I get accused of getting stuck on one or two, but I'm going to move fast. You pray. Number one, if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. I want you to notice the discernment. I want you to notice the discernment tonight. Look, verse 2 again, a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple. I want you to notice the discernment. Someone said, preacher, what are you saying? Listen, they were aware of this man's needs. They were aware of this man's needs. Oh, listen, they knew that this man was lame. Whether or not they knew he was lame from his mother's womb, I don't know. But I know they knew that this man was lame. They had some discernment about them. They knew this man had a need. They were aware of his need. They had a burden for this man. Brother, there was some discernment. Let me ask you a question tonight, and I'm preaching to me too. But I want to say, are we able to discern the needs of those around us that we meet every day? Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you, every day we meet people that are lost and undone, half a heartbeat away from hell. Oh, we meet people that are lonely. We meet people that are hurting. We meet people that are discouraged. We meet people that are struggling. We meet people that are uncertain. We meet people that are wayward. We meet people that are troubled. We meet people that are hungry. We meet people that have all kinds of needs. And I just wonder tonight, are we aware of those needs around us as we pass through our life? Listen, living our day, doing our thing, running 100 miles an hour. Are we aware of those that we live next to, that we work with, that we see at the store, that we meet at the restaurant? Are we aware? Do we have some discernment that there is some needs in the lives of men and women around us tonight? Oh, can I just encourage somebody? Can I encourage somebody? Listen, while Israel was busy going through the religious rituals and they were doing their routine and going through the motions, the Lord just gave them a stern rebuke in Isaiah 58. And he said, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hast not hide not thyself from thine own flesh, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spread forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go forth, and the glory of the Lord. shall be thy reward. While Israel was going through the religious rituals and going through the motions and punching their spiritual time clock and playing the game, the Lord says, enough's enough. I want you to know the fast that I've chosen, that there's some folk with some needs, and you need to have some discernment and need to realize that there's some folk that need some help that you're able to give. And oh God, help us to be discerning like these men and know that there's some people that are hurting, folks that are in trouble, that need somebody to reach out with love and make a difference in their life tonight. Amen. Everybody okay? Amen. He said, when they're hungry, you feed them. When they're naked, you clothe them. When they don't have a place to lay their head, you house them. Oh, listen, you help them break that yoke. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, I know you can't help everybody, but you can help somebody. And thank God these men had some discernment. They recognized the need. And they said, we may not be able to do much, but we know where to take him. And we can get him there, praise God. And thank God they was a help to somebody. Oh, help us, God, to be men and women of discernment. But not only that, can I say this, number two, not only do I see the discernment, I'm going to move fast, I see the dedication. I see the dedication. What do you mean, preacher? The Bible said, Pastor Justin, that they laid this man daily. Say that word with me. Daily. They laid this man daily at the gate of the temple. Listen, can I just say this? Not only did they have discernment, Pastor Tim, they were men that were dedicated. Oh, they had some dedication daily. Daily. Oh, they were dedicated. They were faithful. They laid him daily at the gate. Oh, listen, they were men that were faithful. Can I just ask you and ask me, are we dedicated? Are we people that are faithful tonight? Can I just challenge myself and challenge you? Oh, are we dedicated tonight? Are we dedicated? Are we faithful to pray daily? Are we dedicated to read our Bible daily? Are we dedicated to serve daily? Are we dedicated to witness daily? Are we dedicated to help somebody daily? Hey, are we dedicated to do devotion with our families daily? Are we dedicated? Oh, listen, are we dedicated to declare the gospel to somebody daily? Are we dedicated to let our light shine daily? All these men were dedicated. The Bible didn't say once a week, once a month, once in a while, but the Bible said daily, 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 daily. They laid this man at the gate of the temple. Praise God, they were dedicated. Amen. Brother David, I'm not trying to be ugly, but I said this yesterday. Most folks don't care to do something for the Lord as long as it don't inconvenience them too much. Well, you know, if it don't cost me anything, if I got the time, if ain't nothing else going on, well, if I can fit it in my schedule, well, you know, if it works out and all. Oh, but can I tell you, I guarantee it wasn't convenient. I guarantee it wasn't always comfortable. I guarantee it didn't always fit in their schedule. I got to go down, take that man to the temple today. Oh, thank God they was dedicated. No wonder why in 1 Corinthians 4:2, the Apostle Paul said, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Oh God, help me to be faithful. God, help me to be faithful. Help me to be faithful to the things of God. Oh, these men were dedicated. Amen. You still with me? Say amen. I want you to come tomorrow night. I won't keep you long. But I want you to know these men, that listen, they had some discernment. They said, there's a need right there. I've asked people about folks before. Well, you know, they never said nothing. How many know, really, most of the time when people have a need, they don't really say a lot. But if you got some discernment, you can see it. You can know about it. God, help us to be discerning. Help us to be dedicated daily. Help us to be dedicated daily, not just on Sunday. Not just midweek, not just twice a year when revival rolls around, but help us to be dedicated to the things of God. Oh, listen, how many know? This ain't part of my message, but let me say this and I'll move on. How many know? Listen, every born again, blood bought saint of God is going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. Don't know about you, but that causes me to tremble. That causes me to tremble. Oh, I know I'm covered by the blood. I know I'm going to hear him say, enter in, but I'm still going to give an account for my stewardship. Oh, God, help us be dedicated. Can I say this? I love you tonight. I love you. Can I say this? Number three, not only did they have discernment and they were, but listen, I want you to notice they were going the right direction. Woo! Praise God. I said they were going the right direction. Someone said, preacher, what do you mean? Notice where they were going. They laid him daily. Where, preacher? Where? At the gate of the temple. Woo! They were going the right direction. Oh, listen, they were moving toward the house of God. They were going toward the house of God. They were not going away from the house of God. They were going to the house of God. I said they were not going away from the house of God, but they were going to the house of God. Oh, they were going the right direction. How many know tonight? It won't help you, and it won't help those you're trying to help. It won't help your family. It won't help your friends, and it won't help your neighbors when you're moving in the wrong direction, when you're moving away from the house of God. How many know tonight you're going to get your help at the house of God? The help you need and the help you need and the help your family needs and the help I need, we're going to find it down at the house of God. Oh, they were going the right direction. Listen. He said, woe unto them, woe be unto them that go down into Egypt for their help. I'm not looking to the world for my help. Oh, listen, I'm conservative as they come. I'm so far right, I'm hitting the wall. But my help ain't in the political party. My help ain't in Washington, D.C. My help ain't in the financial institutions of our nation. My help is not in our education system. But praise God, Psalm 122 and 1, he said, my help comes from the Lord. Amen. Oh, I want you to notice the direction. The house of God. You know what I've seen? I've seen a lot of folk, listen to me. You still with me? Say amen. Amen. I've seen a lot of folk as a pastor. I don't pastor now. I'm an evangelist, but I used to pastor, and I've seen a lot of folks, listen, get in trouble, have a need, go through something, and before you know it, they're moving away from the house of God. You call them up, where were you been? Well, you know, preacher, we've just had a lot going on, you know, and all. Well, you know, hey, when trouble comes, and it will come. When hard times come, and they will come. When the enemy comes against you, and he will. Don't move away from the house of God, but move toward the house of God. Amen. Go the right direction. You're going to get your help in the house of God. I know you can pray anywhere. I know you can fellowship anywhere. I know you can listen to preaching online. But brother, there ain't nothing like being with God's people in God's house. That's why in Psalm 122 and 1, he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. When you come together with God's people as the body of Christ and the Holy Spirit of God begins to move in our midst, and the man of God begins to preach with power in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost, you're going to get some help. You're going to get some help. You're going to get some help down in the house of God. Amen. Can I just say something? Listen, the devil's going to do his best to keep you out of the house of God. He is, and that's why, and I know. Someone said, preacher, you preachers have wore this verse out. It's still good. Yeah. Hebrews 10:25 still in the book. Yeah. Hebrews 10:25 still in the book. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Some have forsook it. They have. But he said, exhorting one another. And so much the more. not so much the less, so much the more, as you see that day approaching. Oh, listen, honey, I'm telling you, these men had discernment. These men were dedicated. And thank God they were going the right direction. They said, son, we know where you can get your help. We know where to take you. We're not taking you down. We're not taking you down to the local bar. We're not taking you down to the local Elks or Moose. No, but thank God we're taking you to the house of God, to the house of God, where you can get some help. Amen. They were going the right direction. Wasn't going to the Crystal Pistol, brother. No. Wasn't going to the Shriners or wherever. They were going to the house of God. And now, listen, I'm going to move on. Not only do I see the discernment, the dedication, the direction, but notice this. I want you to see the determinant. The determinant. Now, listen, let me tell you what that word means. Here's what it means. The determinant is a factor which decisively affects the nature or outcome of something. Woo! Preach on, preacher. That's good preaching. Amen. Woo! The determinant, a factor which, listen, decisively affects the nature or outcome of something. Do you what the determinant in our account tonight is? Look at verse 7. Woo! I read that verse 7, verse 6. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Do you know what that is? Brother, Jesus Christ is the determinant. Praise God, he is the determining factor. He is the answer. How many know he's the difference maker? Praise God. Hey, I'm telling you, when you get him involved, that changes everything. Thank God he is the determinant. Amen. Oh, thank God I quoted just a little bit of it a moment ago. And Psalm 121, 1 and 2, he said, my help. Oh, he said, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Oh, he said, my help. He said, my help cometh from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. Aren't you glad you know where your help comes from? Oh, thank God my help comes from the Lord. Listen, that's why Jesus said of himself in John 14, 6, he said, I am the way. I am the truth and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Do you notice he did not say I'm a way or I'm one of many ways, I'm a pretty good way. Didn't even say I'm the best of ways, but he said I'm the way. Oh, praise God. I'm glad he's the determinant. I'm glad he is the one. Now listen, that changes it all around. Brother, I'm telling you, in the Word of God, whenever Jesus showed up, whoop, business was about to pick up. You couldn't even have a good funeral when Jesus showed up. Amen. He just raised him from the dead. Oh, I'm glad to declare unto you tonight that he can still save. He can still restore. He can still bless. He can still help. He can still heal. He can still provide. He can still preserve. He can still revive. He can still keep. He can still do what nobody else can do. Thank God that's him. He's the determinant. Hey, thank God. He's the difference maker. Amen. Woo. I guarantee if I was to grab a microphone and come down from pew to pew, person to person, and say, tell me, what's going on in your life right now? And what is it that you stand in need of? And what have you been praying about? And what's going on? I guarantee you get a lot of different answers. Got a lot of different situations going on just in this place of worship right here. Oh, listen. And you know there's some good men of God here. There's some good Christian folk here. And we can only do so much. Now listen, these men, they knew where to take him. But then right after that, they was done. Listen, they knew where to take him. They took him to the house of God. They knew where to lay him, but that's about as far as they could go. But oh, aren't you glad there's one that sits at the right hand of God tonight? It's the one the writer of Hebrews said, for from the beginning, O Lord, Thou hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. They shall wax old as doth a garment. As a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall never fail. Praise God, he is still in control tonight. Amen. And I'm glad he can take care of your need. I'm glad he can save your child. I'm glad he can fix your problem. He can heal your sickness. He can mend your marriage. Amen. He can help out of your trouble. He can deliver you from that addiction. Praise God, he's still able. He is the determinant. He is the factor which decisively affects the outcome of your situation. Amen. Woo, preaching time. Amen. Praise God. Oh, the discernment. The dedication, the direction, the determinant. Can I show you this real quickly? The deliverance. Oh, thank God. Verse 7. Oh, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, his feet and his ankle bones received strength. Oh, praise God. I see the deliverance. This man got his healing. This man got his help. He was made whole. Listen, Brother Banks sung that song. I sought the Lord and he heard me. Is anybody other than me here tonight glad you serve a prayer answering God? Now when I am home, when I do get to go home, I have a recliner. I have a recliner. I ain't gonna lie to you. I like it pretty good when I'm home to recline in my recliner. But do you know what the psalmist said when he cried unto the Lord? When he sought him, do you know what he said he did? He didn't recline, but he said he inclined. Woo! This is recline. But oh, he said the Lord inclines. He inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. Oh, thank God, aren't you glad that he'll come down to where you are? He'll meet you in your place of need. He'll come to you in your time of trouble. Thank God, aren't you glad he'll come to you? Thank God, I'm glad he'll draw near to you. Oh, thank God, he will incline. That's why the psalmist said in Psalm 107, he said, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word, and he healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, thank God. Aren't you glad there is a God who delivers? Aren't you glad there is a God who delivers? There is a glad God. When you cry out unto him, he will deliver you. He will answer your prayer. Thank God this man got his help today. Amen. And you know what? 2,000 years later, we're still preaching the story about they who carried this man to the gate of the temple called Beautiful. We're preaching the story about a man, listen, who got his help, who got delivered his trouble, who got healed. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, listen, and you know what? So let's just be honest. Sometimes we're so quick to forget what the Lord done for us. I mean, the word of the Lord is forever settled in heaven. And 2,000 years later, we're still preaching the old story. And sometimes we soon forget what he done last week, what he did last month, what he did last year. I don't forget that 36 years ago, he delivered my soul from hell. I don't forget that he's put food on my table, clothes on my back, that he's kept me in the palm of his hand and delivered me out of trouble. He's healed me. He's helped me. He's blessed me. He's took care of me. Thank God, he delivers tonight. Amen. But you know what David did? David made it personal. In Psalm 41 and 2, when he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he delivered me. Oh, he inclined unto me, rather, and he heard my cry. He brought me also up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Oh, David made it personal. Oh, listen. Oh, yeah, he may have delivered you, and he may have delivered you, and he may have delivered you and you, but thank God I'm here to tell you tonight, he delivered me. He's delivered me. He's delivered me. Oh, thank God he heard my cry. He reached down and pulled me up out of the horrible pit. Thank God. I'm glad he's done it for me. It'll do it for you. Amen. I see the deliverance. Can I say this very quickly? I see the delight. Almost done. Don't get nervous. Some of y'all thinking, how many more he got? I see the delight. I'll not read it all, but in verses 8 through 10, we see the delight. Do you know what this man did? He got his help. And the Bible said, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. I told you it ain't out of order. It's just out of style. Shh. We're in church. Shh. 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 This ain't the library, honey. This is the house of God. And if anybody ought to praise him, it ought to be you and me. He's worthy. He's worthy. This man went running, leaping, praising God. And you know what the Bible said? The Bible said those that knew it, those that this testified to, those that witnessed it, the Bible said they were filled with wonder. They were filled with wonder. Oh, listen, someone said, preacher, just what does that word wonder mean? Well, listen, this word wonder. Brother, listen. Here's what it means tonight. It means to dumbfound, to be astonished, to be amazed, to wonder. Oh, they were amazed. Not only wonder, but they were amazed. You know what this word amazed? It is the word in the Greek ecstasis. It's where we get the word ecstasy. It's a displacement of the mind. They were bewildered. They were amazed and astonished. They were in wonder. They were in amazement at what they seen the Lord do for this man. I wonder, is there anybody here tonight that could say the Lord has done something for me? Is there anybody that could raise their hand and say he's done something for my family? He's done something for somebody that I love. I believe you'd agree with me tonight that he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. That's why four times, as I said yesterday in Psalm 107, he said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I've asked this question. If tomorrow when you wake up, if all you have tomorrow is what you thanked him for today, what would you have? I'm talking about they saw what the Lord done for this man, and they were in wonder and amazement. Yes, sir. How much more should we when we see what he done for us? Yes. Oh, listen, praise him and give him glory. Amen. Can I wrap this up tonight? I'm talking about, I ain't forgot about my thought. Who are you carrying? Because you see tonight, we see tonight the discernment. They recognize there was a need. This man had a need in his life. Lame from his mother's womb, couldn't walk, couldn't support himself, couldn't do anything. They carried him. How often, preacher? They were dedicated daily. And do you know where they carried him? The right direction, to the gate of the temple. Took him to the house of God. And I want you to notice the determinant. Peter said, it ain't me, it ain't John, it ain't what we can do. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Look up in here. We're living in troubling times. And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, he's still our only hope. He's still our greatest need. I don't care who's in the White House. I don't care what society does or says. I don't care how affluent our nation may be financially. I'm telling you, rich or poor, whoever you are, whatever you, hey, he is our only hope. He is the determinant today. Amen. Oh, listen to the deliverance. This man got his help because somebody took the time to take him to a place where he could get some help. Oh, the delight as they praise God, as these people were in amazement and wonder. And so much, sometimes I think, man, we're missing out. We're missing out on so much because we're just failing to do our part. But these men were privy to, they were a witness to what God can do, amen. I want to see the power of God, don't you? I long for the glory of God. I long for old time, Holy Ghost, heaven sent revival in our land today. Oh, we need it. But lastly, can I give you one more? You with me? Say amen.
Amen.
I want you to see the decision. I want you to see the decision. I'm going to wrap this up, but I'm going to say this. First of all, I want every one of us tonight to think about those who have been a they to us. I want you to consider, who was it that first carried you to Christ? Who brought you to Christ? Listen, who in your life has brought you closer to Him by their example? Who is it that has invested in you? And who is it that has encouraged you? And who is it that has instructed you? Who is it that has been faithful in your life to pray for you, to love you, to be a help to you? Who are the theys that the Lord has put in your life? And I will say tonight, you know what you ought to do? You ought to thank God for the theys He's put in your life. For those that brought you to Christ, for those that were there when you were saved because they led you to Him, those that have poured into you, invested in you, cared for you, loved you, ministered to you, helped you. Oh, listen, they may be in this building tonight, and you know what I encourage you to do after a while? You go find them, hug their neck, and say, brother, sister, you've been a they to me, and I thank God for what a difference you've made in my life. We sing a song, a poem. I don't know if you sing it down here, but it says, give me the roses while I live, trying to cheer me on. Useless the flowers that you give after the soul is gone. We want to pour flowers on folk when they're dead. Brother, we ought to pour flowers on them now. Hug their neck, thank God for them, and say, brother, sister, you've been a they to me. Amen. Oh, you've brought me to Christ. You've caused me to get closer to Him. You've instructed me, encouraged me, helped me. Oh, thank God for the days. But now, secondly, let me say this. Tonight, as I get ready to close, who are you carrying? Right now, at this present time in life, who is it? Who is it that you're carrying? Who have you brought to Christ? Hey, grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, husband, wife, look at me. Who is it? Who is it that right now you are currently bringing them to Christ? Who is it that you are praying for daily? Who is it that you are trying to disciple, trying to mentor or encourage? Who is it that you're trying to minister to, trying to be a help to, trying to be a light to, a blessing to? Who is it that you are carrying to the Lord? Oh, listen, I won't know and you won't know probably till we get to heaven, but thank God for Acts chapter 3 and verse 2 for a four-letter word, an unnamed, obscure group of people, the they that brought this man to the temple where he could get his help and his healing and his life was forever changed. Thank God for the theys in my life. And I challenge you tonight to desire, to have a burden, to be determined, to be a they in somebody's life. Years ago, there was a preacher by the name of J. Harold Smith, a good man of God. But listen, J. Harold wasn't always a Christian. He wasn't always a man of God. He was lost and undone on his way to hell. But God put a they in his life. He had a sister that loved him, that prayed for him, that witnessed to him, that was a light to him. And one day, J. Harold showed up at her house, and she said, J. Harold, she had a burden. God, help us to have a burden. She said, J. Harold, she said, I'm going to pray for you. And she said, in fact, I'm going to get behind my couch, and I'm going to pray for you, and I'm not going to quit praying for you until you get saved. You talk about determined. Yeah. Whoop, she was determined. No, J. Harold said, you do what you want to. I'm going to the pool hall. And he went down to the pool hall, and there was his buddies that he drank with and shot pool with. And man, she was behind the couch praying. J. Harold went down to the pool hall for but just a couple of hours, and he said, I just got to go see. He walked down the road, went up to the porch and looked in the window, and whoop, she was behind the couch praying. Oh, listen, somewhere around midnight, he said, now I know she's quit by now, preacher. He said, I know she's quit praying. It's midnight. She's probably went to bed. And he went down the road, went up on the porch, looked in. She was still praying. Oh, listen, somewhere early in the wee hours of the morning, man, he drank all night playing pool. He said, man, I know she's quit by now. I know she's went to bed. He walked down the road, looked in the window. She was still praying. Oh, thank God. Listen, about 7 in the morning, man, he'd been at it all night, but she had too. And he said, now I know that by now she's either in bed or she's in the kitchen making dewy breakfast. Man, he went down the road, went up on the porch, looked in the window, looked in the kitchen first. There was Dewey wearing an apron making his own breakfast. And praise God, he looked behind the couch, and she was still praying. She was still praying. Shay Harold busted through the door. He said, I can't take it no more. I want to be saved. Thank God for the days. Thank God for the days that have carried you to Christ, that have prayed for you daily, that have loved you daily, that have tried to help you daily. And oh, God, help us to be a they in somebody's life. Oh, listen, not for our glory, but for His glory. Oh, listen, help us to be a they, to minister to somebody daily, to make a difference in their life. Is it always convenient? No. Is it always comfortable? No. Does it always fit your schedule? No. But oh, what a difference. What a difference when you become a they in somebody's life. Going to ask them to come. Going to ask the musicians to come. And we're going to get a song tonight. And